We are on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Upligi de Rabbi Elozar. The Omar Rabbi Elozar Hakel Moedim Shem Afrishin Olav Mimokim Acher Elim Kein Hechmit. Kosovar Beloi Hechmit Machloikis Vat kanoi mechayv Rabbi Yehuda eliminayu bei, avo ma'al meloi dulmo osi lafrushi min achiyev al aptur, min aptur al achiyev. Let us see Rashi. Upligi de Rabbelozo, ho da oma Rav Nachman la'el b'shehechmitz machloikes. Rav Nachman in the beginning of the sugya had said, the whole machloikes, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda holds afilu umotzo kedei midosoi. So the zachiv of afroshes maisres, that is dafke b'shehechmetz machloikes. If it was hechmetz, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has a din yayin and yechayiv lahafrish trumes maisres. Rabbi Lozor is choylik on Rav Nachman. Hodom a Rav Nachman lo v'shehechmetz machloikes pligi ad Rav Elozar. Because Rav Elozar had said hakel moedim, and the hakel is an inclusive afilu Rav Yehuda, she'ein mafrishin olov mimokim acher mitemed acher. We're not mafrish olov mimokim, that everyone agrees that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, Shem Afrish Nolav Mimokim Acher Mitemed Acher Ele Im Kein Hechmitz Temed Zeh Shubol Lesakein Ola Afrish Nolav Mimokim Acher. He says, unless both of the Tmodim, the Temed that he wants to be Mesakein, and the Temed that he's being Mafrish Truma from, if both of them are Hechmitz, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be mafrish mitemed zeh al temed acher. Umidekoma Rabbi Elozar alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, de ein mafrishin olov mimokoim acher eloim kein hechmetz. So he's saying mimokoim acher, there is Rabbi Yehuda's moide, you can't be mafrish unless both of them are hechmetz. Michlau, the machayiv le Rabbi Yehuda beloy hechmetz. Rabbi Yehuda is machayiv to be mafrish beloy hechmetz mineyu bei. Va'osa Rabbi Elozar lashminam. The ad kan le machayiv le Rabbi Yehuda elo mineyu bei. Rabbi Yehuda is only machayiv mineyu bei. Avo mimokim acher. But if he wants to be mafrish from one temed and the other temed, afilu hu ki yaitse boy, even though both temodim are equal, shlei hechmetz, both of them are not hechmetz loy. You can't be mafrish from one temed and the other temed. Why not? Shemo ze osik lahachmetz. Maybe one of them will become nischametz later. Vahavi peire. So memele, it is already now peire. Now it has a teiris yayin, as we had before the memre of Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ba'avuim, that Igolim Milsalam Afreid, it has a teiris yayin. Vizeh, the other one, ein osir lahachmetz. Vikom mafrish min aptur alachiyev. So if the one that he's being mafrish from will not become nischametz, so then he's being mafrish minaptur alachiyev. Or the one that he's being mafrish on will not become machmetz or minachiyev alaptur. And now Rashi explains what the problem is with this. Vahamafrish minaptur alachiyev. If you're mafrish min aptur alachiv, so that you were mafrish an, oichel tevel. Now you're going to eat it, you can eat tevel. שראי אין שם מייסר חל על מסרויסו, because the שם מייסר is not חל on the מייסר that you מפריש from the פטור, שאין אירוי לכך, because it can't become מייסר, because it's not יין, it's not שייכו, since it won't become the שחמץ. ונמצא שלוי ניסקן זה שהפריש עולו. So מן הפטור על החייב, so the חייב wasn't ניסקן. So if a person eats it, he's eating tevil. והמפריש מן החייב על הפטור, if a person is מפריש מן החייב על הפטור, is מחלד and it gives the תרומס to the כהן, מחלד תבל לכהן. שראי אין שאין תרומה כל העולם, because it never became תרומה, כיוון שזה שהוא מפריש עולו, אין צורך לכך, he's being מפריש on a second תמת, which will never become מסחמץ, נמצא שנויסן לוי מטבל זה החייב בתרומה, ומאכילוי לכהן על חינם, and he's given the כהן תבל, ותבל במיסף לכהן כדמרינן באילו הן הנשרוף. So, what does the Gemara say? He says, the sugya we had started by saying that Rav Nachman held that our mission is going according to Rav Yehuda. In Motzo Kedei Midosoi is Chayev is only when Hechmetz. And the Amishna is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Atema at Shalai Hechmetz, so then it doesn't have a Shem Yayin. Misha Hechmetz has a Shem Yayin. From Rabbi Lozo we see, Rabbi Lozo says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be Mafrish Mineu Bey if it wasn't Hechmetz. If it was Hechmetz, then you could be mafrish from one temet on another temet, but if it's loy Hechmetz, afilu loy Hechmetz is a chiyav afroshem minei ubei. So that is not like Rav Nachman. I just like to mention two ha'oris. We had heard a member of Rav Nachman and Rabbi Baravua, that he had said before, Temet shalokre bekesef maisa or besoif hechmetz kone maisa. That if someone, Reuven, sold Temet to Shimon, and Shimon gave him mois maisa, and later it became mischametz, so we say that bishas the mekach, the mois became on the schalol, and the kedusha was schal on the temet, even though b'shaitoi it was as yet not hechmitz, aber igoli milsal mafreye de peiro. So Rav Nachman and Rabbi Bavua had said that if it's hechmitz later, it's igoli milsal mafreye that b'shaitoi, something that was b'koyach later to become hechmitz, is b'shaitoi, also has in it itself the koyach achimutz, it also says Hashem Yayin, v'shaita. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, atemetz ad sheloi hechmetz, einei nikach bekesef maisa. Upoisel es hamikvah, before it becomes hechmetz bepoil, it has a teiris mayim, doesn't have a teiris yayin. So Rashi had explained what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. I mean, all that Rav Nachman and Rabbi Babu had said, if later it becomes Hechmetz, so then Igoli Milsam Afreya, there always was a Peira. But you have to have the Birur of later. Kozman, you don't have the Birur of later. So there's a Suffolk, maybe it will never become Hechmetz, and Memele, so, So it's a Sofik Peiris, Sofik Maya. So what's the kasha from the Mishnah, Temedashalei, Hech Mitzay Ninikach Bekesef Maisa? You're not allowed to purchase this Temed Bekesef Maisa because who knows what's going to happen later. So what was Pshat in the Gemara kasha? So Rashi said, because there's a Roy, that's a Roy Pomim, it will become Echmet, so I don't have to clear a Shaila. So what happened over here? Over here it says, Rabbi Elazar said, that Hakel Moidim, Shem Afrish Nolov Mimokim Acher, Elim Kein Echmet, because I'm afraid maybe one will become Echmet and one won't become Echmet, and it's Min Aptur Al Achiv, and Achiv Al Aptur. What happened with this Roy all of a sudden? Where how did it become Motul the Roy? So I saw that Teferis Yaakov asks the Kasha and Rashi. He wants to say that could be Lechatchila, you're not Seimach and Roy. That means, here it's telling us an Hoge Lechatchila, Hakel Moidim, Shem Afrishin Olof, Mimoke Mach Elim Kenechmes Lechatchila, to be Seimach and Roy. And it could be we're playing with fire, could be it's Naptur al-Achiv, and Achiv al-Aptur l'chadchila, you don't do such a thing. The Mishnah is speaking about the Yevet, Atemet, Achalei Hechmetz, Eini Nikach, because of myself. Because we say, Philip of the Yevet, the Mekach was not Chal, here there's Akasha, here we should have been Tzaymach and Roy, but the Yevet, the Paisalas Amikve, here we should have been Tzaymach and Roy. That I saw, The Teferis Yaakov is mitzadit to say Aliba Darashi. We have here another Shaila. There's another problem that the Rashba's Moira, according to Rabbi Lozal, Asus Rabbi Lozal says, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a filu loy hechmitz, you also chayiv to be mafrish. Loy hechmitz also chayiv to be mafrish, so we see it has a din. Minei abed is a chayiv to be mafrish. So we see that it has a din yayin. You shouldn't be mafrish on, it could be, we're saimach, I mean, there's a chiyav afroshe, there's a chiyav afroshe to be mafrish minei obey, but not, we're not saimach on roiv, to be mafrish from one temed and a second temed. So who does our Mishnah go according to? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Filolei Hechmetz, it also has a din. It also has a din Yayin. Minei Be'im Echui, v'machmer from one Temet and another Temet. And here the Mishnah says, that Temet Ashlei Hechmetz Eni Nikach, because of my Sushaini, Paisel Samikvah, so here we have to say, I think that's what the Rashba says, it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who holds Hakel Hilch Acher Hamare? He disagrees vehemently with that svara that Rabbi Baravua said that something that is bekoyach to be hechmetz is now a teiris yayim. Rabbi Yechin Ben Uri holds that kolzman it looks like mayim it has that in mayim. So we have to say according to Rabbi Loza the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Now, let us see the Tosfos on the sugya. Hatemet perish bekunteres, mayim hanitonim b'chartzanim. Rashi explained that we're speaking about that the temet was made, that water, we soaked chartzanim, the pits of grapes, in water. Venire Taisvis disagrees, the Mayri Bemayim Hanitonim Bishmorim. It's not speaking about Nitonim Bechartzanim. There are two way found them how to make Temet. By Chartzanim and with Shmorim. and the end result is also much different. And Taisu says it is speaking about Maimani Tonim Bishmori. Dumya, now why is Taisu saying that it is speaking about this Oifen of Tomet? Dumye dametamet v'nosen mayim b'mide. The Mishnah, the Gemara compares our, the Mishnah of a metamet v'nosen mayim b'mide to our Mishnah. Is it going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is it going according to the Chachomim? So our Mishnah is similar to the Mishnah hametamet. And that Mishnah of a Metamed, the Mairi de Nitonim Bishmorim, ki de Mashme bePerik Hamoicha Peres. The Gemara in Hamoicha Peres, we'll see later in Taisvis, the Gemara in Hamoicha Peres speaks about that a person put Mayim al Shmorim, and the Gemara declares, what bracha do you make? You make a Shahakel, a Barapriya Goven, Tanakamba holds you make a shahakel, Acherim holds you make a priya gofen, but that's speaking about Shmorim. The Gemara clearly is speaking about Mayim Agabi Shmorim. And the Gemara asks from this Mishnah, Hametamed v'nosa Mayim b'mide, is Rabbi Yudha Machayev, Chomim Pata. So the Gemara wants to be Metamed, this Shaila, to this machloikes. Now the Gemara there is speaking about Shmorim, the Gemara is speaking about Shmorim, and the Gemara compares this to this Mishnah Metamed V'Nosamayim. It seems that's also speaking about Shmorim, and our Gemara compares this Mishnah to our Mishnah, so it seems we're speaking about Shmorim. Fine, we're speaking about Shmorim. So like this, the Kash is on Rashi. So why did he say speaking about Chatzanim? It's speaking about Shmorim. So perhaps one will say, no, Shmorim, Chatzanim, there's a difference between Shmorim and Chatzanim. Good, Rashi said, you know where Rashi mentioned Chatzanim, but, Rashi is not abgefragt. It's speaking about Shmorim, who are then Chatzanim? So Taisus says, no, ve'einom shovim legamri, they're not similar at all, ki demashme beperik elu oivrim. Now, let us just mention what Taisvus is asking from Pelik Eila Oibrim, and then we'll understand Al Kaponim Ashtikol Teretz and Rashi. The Gemara asks Astira in Rabbi Yehuda. By us we heard Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hametamid v'nosan mayim b'mida amotze kedei midos." A person put in 10 kadim of water. He came out with 10 kadim. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mafresh maishres from this. Fine, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Frek the gevor in psochem, Rabbi Yehuda said if you purchase temed from an amaoretz, which theoretically is the mai, you don't have to be mafresh anything. So the Gemara asks a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, ametamed v'nosem mayim mitzchayev v'maishres. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, if you buy from Amoretz, forget about it. And this kasha the Gemara says to Terutze. One Terutz the Gemara says, b'dmai hikilu. It's maybe by Temed Amoretz isn't choshud not to be mafresh maisres. So, the Temed is talking b'chuyah, but by Temed, the Temed is b'chuyah, but you don't have to be chayish that Amoretz wouldn't be mafresh maisres. A second teretz, the Gemara says, oh, there's a big difference. That what Rabbi Yehuda says, that by Dmaya Potter, that's if you made Temed from Chatzanim. That what Rabbi Yehuda says, Temed is Chayev, you made Temed from Shmorim. So here Toisvis, with the second teretz of the Gemara, Taisvus has Akasha and Rashi. Rashi says, our Gemara is speaking about Temet from Chatzanim. The Gemara says there's a tremendous difference between Chatzanim and Shmorim. In Shmorim, Lemaise, there is a Chiyiv to be Mavrish Maise, and by Chatzanim, there's no Chiyiv. It's nothing. It's water. The Gemara makes a Chilik. And Rashi is learning a whole sugya by Chatzanim. So, therefore, Taisvus slugs up Rashi. Zok the Rashbe, Rashi is not up. There's two lashonis in the Gemara. The first lashon in the Gemara did not differentiate between Chatzanim and Shmorim.
That's one teretz in the Gemara.
So you have to say, our sugya is going according to the second teretz?
The kasha is why Rashi mentioned Chalzani, why did Rashi go into this? That's a problem, but the way Tosfos says, like Rashi is completely wrong, it's according to one teretz, there's a problem, Taka. It's one teretz in the Gemara, but it's not gefelach.
We said, Koidim Shehichmitz, the Temet has a Teiras Mayim, and the Pasel's the Mikveh. The Teisvis, Hainu Mikveh Chosom, Mayim Shuvim, Pasel a Mikveh, if there is as yet not Memso. Avo Sholem, Eine Nifsal, Beshominyin, Kedi Pirash, Neper Kamoichas Abayis. Hametamet, Vinosan, Mayim Bemidit. The Gemara asked the Kashe, our Mishnah says, Kozman, it's lehechmitz, it's mayim. After it's hechmitz, it's yayim. Like the Gemara, who is our Mishnah going according to? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need hechmitz. According to the Chachamim, afilo hechmitz won't help. They said you need that you should get more that you put in three and you got four. Some amela, so there's yayin in the taruvis. So who is our Mishnah going according to? The imtaima fakteisvis will look me beramu till seva osuabo. The chamam also that temet is a din yayin, but it's not motzo kedei midosai. It is only if nosan ramu tilse. For Oswabo, he put in 3 meters of water, and it came out, now there's 4 meters of liquid, so kochoch, the extra meters from the yayin that was in the shmorim, that now entered the water, it got mixed up with the water, now you have yayin mozuk. So, what's your problem? Why can't our Mishnah go according to the Chachamim? V'yesh loyma, v'lekul al mechayim afilu loy hechmetz. If it's speaking about that you put in 3 meters of mayim, and now you found 4 meters, so the fourth meter is yayin that came out from the shmorim. Wait, Tosfos learns pshat. There's yayin that came out from the shmorim. So if yayin came out from the shmorim, you have yayin mozik, why do you need hechmetz? You don't need hechmetz. You have one part yayin and 3 parts mayim, that's yayin mozik. So the Mishnah Zichah can't be speaking about such a case. So it has to be speaking Motzik Kedei Midosai. So who's the going? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Hechmetz. According to the Rabbanon, for the Hechmetz won't help. Vim Taima. Like Tosfos, my time with the Rabbanon. Now Tosfos wants to ask, what is the time of the Rabbanon? The Potri Shmorim Sheyesh Behem Tam Yayim. He says, Kedei Midosai, that he put water, and it's Romu Beit Losa, Vaosu Tlosa, but it has a Tam Yayin. It has a Tam Yayin. So it's a Tam Yayin of Tevel. It's a Tam Yayin, the Shmorim of Tevel. So it's a Tam Yayin of Tevel. Umay Taimed the Potri Shmorim Sheyesh Bam Tam Yayin. Va'avar Gab Shaloi Hechmetz. Va'aloi Kol Iso Shebetoire Shalai b'minai b'naisin tam? How could you be matter to drink this without being mafresh? You have tevel over here. You have over here a tam of tevel. So how could you drink this without being mafresh maisres? You have to be misakin the tevel. And Tosfos says, v'tevel chavol chamo le'inyin minai. Tevel is like all these surim, that shaloi b'mina it's b'nois in tam, and b'mina it's b'mashu. So we're speaking about isurim de'araisa. So and it's nois in tam. So what's the svar of the chacham? You don't have to be mafresh. Ba'oi shafelo hechmetz poitren chachamim. Leman dome behechmetz machloikis, ba'afilu betevel vadeyarik, demash bepeka moiche peiris. What is the svara of the Chachamim? Now, before we see our Tosfos Teretz, which is Mechudishtik, I'd like to say over a Teretz from the Lashon of Tosfos and Baba Basra. I'd like to say over a Dachsame Pshat in the Tosfos, and then we'll come to our Tosfos. Tosfos and Baba Basra asks this Kasha, the same Kasha, why do the Chachamim hold that if it's Ramot Losa, Vaosot Losa, why isn't it Tevel Minatir al Stam Keike? The Yeshloima, so Tosfos says in Baba Basra, the Einai Ela Kiyuha Ba'alme, the Ein Kan Noisin Tam, Ucha Afre Ba'alme Domi. This is the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, according to the Chachamim, why aren't you Chai Bal Tevel? It's only a Kiyuha Ba'alme. Kiyuha means like it's an acidity. Ve'ein ka noisin tam. There's no noisin tam. There's only a kiyua. Ucha'afre ba'al medomi. It's like ofo. Now, what does that Tosfos mean? So I think what Tosfos means, I like to mention a moiridik and magine shloime mesechtes psochem that wants to fa'emfa akasha of Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim. The Megillah Shleimer says this, and then also the Stipler says in Kila Shakev. But from the Megillah Shleimer we see Tosfos asks akasha in Masechtas Pesachim as follows. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says, if you have a peri of Ola, you have an apple of Ola. Ola is awesome. Ola is awesome in Atayr. So no other can pay. And you make juice out of this apple, so the Gemara says it's Zeya Ba'alma. It's not Ola, Zeya Ba'alma. So Tosfos asks Akasha, doesn't understand Zeya Ba'alma, but it tastes like apple juice. So, Tam ke ikers minatere, so why in Yechai what's Ola? I mean, tell me Zeya Ba'alma, the Gemara differentiates between wine and apple juice, by fruit juices, it's Zeya Ba'alma. But here's a tam of an apple. The apple is Ola. So why isn't it also Minate? As if it tastes for Sakash. Now I'd like to say over the lotion of the Megine Shloimeh wants to fem for taste with Kasha. Then I'd like to explain it a little bit. So if it enfers man leimelo, and Tosfos kasha, and Tosfos says it should be yosal tam kiker, man leimolom the taimo the prihu. Who says that taste that you have in the apple juice, that's the tam of the pri? Kiyua da'alma, this is kiyua da'alma. Kidamrinin ba moicher peiris, and he brings the lashon of the Gemara, mi sovres chamru, ha kiyua ba'alma. So we see al kaponim this wine, this kiyubal. Mashme im hoyo bo tam yayin, hoyim mevorech bo pri agofem, avo kiven shein ele kiyue mevorech shako. The Gemara is speaking about which bracha to make. So the Gemara says, if it be wine, who told you this is wine? This is kiyubal. Vachinami linyin isa, loy osro ha teure ele tam apri mamich, the teure asr the tam of the peri. Veloy zeya ha yoytze mimenu, she ze ein boy tam pri, ele kiyue shaloy havi, kemoy apri. Loy she apri atzmoy noysen boy tam. This is the Losh Megine Shleimer, and the Stipler says this tells, but the Stipler explains it beautifully. The Stipler says, Amoyre de Kizach. The Stipler says, when you have a tree that grows peiris ola, the first 3 years the peiris are ola. So, there are a lot of chalokim in a peiri. There's the fruit, there's the zeya, the Gemara calls it zeya ba'alma, the juice is zeya ba'alma, that's not the gufa peiri, it's zeya ba'alma. Zot the Stipler, between you and me, the Zeyah tastes exactly like the fruit. 100%. You know why? Because the Zeyah, just like the tree makes the leaves of the apple, the tree makes the core of the apple, everything comes out from the tree. The tree also makes the Zeyah of the apple. But Zeyah is a different entity. But it tastes like an apple. You know why it tastes like an apple? Because it comes from an apple tree. So the Zeyah tastes like an apple, but it's not the apple. If the Gemara says this is Zeyah Ba'alme, the Gemara differentiated between wine that comes from a grape and apple juice. And the Gemara says the juice is not the Guf Aperi, the juice is Zeyah that comes from the every apple has Zeyah in it. And this juice is the Zeyah that comes from the Peri. And it tastes exactly like an apple, definitely. But the Peri is Ola, the Zeyah is not Ola. So therefore I'm allowed to drink the juice because the juice is not Noisin Tam Liv, Noisin Tam Tam Ke Iker De Reise is as follows. I'm going to go and take a piece of nevela and cook a potato with the nevela, and the time of the nevela is going to go into the potato. So this meaty taste that I taste now in the potato is time nevela. Nevela is also minatayre. Time of nevela is also also minatayre. If for all practical purposes I'll take an apple and cook it with something else, so then could be the tam will go out, then you have a tam of Ola, 100%. Then you have the tam of Ola. But when you squeeze an apple, Chazal told us that there are two components in the apple. There's the gufa apple, which is Ola. There is the zay of the apple, which looks the stipe, kozman, it's mechuber, it's one. But when you separate it, so lemaisa, then it's two different things. Then there's Zeyah, and then there's apple. You're right, 100%. Kozman, it's mechuba, you eat a kizayas of the apple, you chayit, malchus. It's called Ola. That's kozman, it's mechuba. But the minute you separate it, so memela, this is called the Zeyah of the apple, and this is called the gufan apple. So you don't get, so this is be'emison, this is now, we'll understand again, the lashon of the Megillah Shleimah. Then this mamush to give me begin shloim if I'm first taste this kasha. Oh, the man laim along the timer the prihu, who says that when you drink the juice, this is the time of the pri, kiyua ba'almohu, this is kiyua, this is a kiyua from the pri. Kedamrine ba'moiche peiris, misavras chamrohu, you hold that there is wine in the temet kiyu ba'almu mashmi moya boy tam yayin I'm about by priyagofen avol kivin sheine ele kiyua mevor shakel temet is not yayin, it's a kiyua from the shmorim vachinami len yisale osra teire ele tam apri mamish veloi zeya hayoytzi mimeno sheze ein by the kiyua is the same time like the peri. This is this is the lashon of Taisus and Masechtas Baba Basra. The Yesh Loima. Taisus asks the same kasha like Taisus asks by us. Taisus, what's the svar of the Chachamim? You may temet and it goes into the water and then it is a tam yayin and it's nishamitz. Where vive fafal and tam keika? That's Taisus kasha over there. So Taisus and Baba Basra says, the Yesh Loima the Einei Ela Kiyua Ba'alme. Whatever goes into the water is Kiyua. The ain kan noisin tam. There's no tam of yayin here. This is the kiyua of that is in the shmarim or in the ain kan noisin tam. So this is not tevil. The pri is tevil. A grape is tevil. But that what entered the mayim, that's not tevil. That's kiyua ba'alma ka'afra da'alma. It's not tevil. It's something else. Could be a taste like yayin, but don't be misled by taste. This is not a taste of tevil.
This Tachsam is shot in Taisus in Baba Basra. Now, Taisus says, the Tana Tam Elikiyua. That's the Zedain Elikiyua Balma, Venkanois and Tam, Achafa Balma Dami. Now let us see our Taisvis. Till an hour ago I didn't understand Pshat and Taisvis, but then I saw the Chazanishtas Pshat and Taisvis. Our Taisvis is like under the Burim in Gans. The Yesh, and he's saying to Taisvis, but Babas Taisvis, but Babas is different. But our Taisvis says as follows. The Yesh Loimel. Now Taisvis starts talking the Yayin B'mayim. The Yayin B'mayim. Afilu bepoches mishishim. Afilu this less than shishim. So it's no same time. Afilu roma tilse va'osi tilse upalge. If you put in 3 chalokim of water and it came out tilse upalge, so there's much less than shishim. Leichoshuv tam gomo l'rabonon. Kibishar isurim, the hoche lehave elo kiyua ba'alme. So Taisvis is very unclear. So I found the Chazanish says as follows. That Taisvis was machadish, that iker tam hayayin hu be'en. The taste of wine, that means like this. The whole din of tam ki iker is, if you, let's say, we cooked potatoes in the vela. You eat the potatoes, you can, it can be mangish, a meaty taste in the potatoes. Now that taste is a taste from the vela, right? So you tame the vela. Kozman is not shishim, can still be mangish, the meaty taste, and it's a tam the vela, tam ki iker the ice. Taisus was machadish. This is true by all tastes. Kozman is not shishim, you're malgish the taste of the davar also. A little stronger, a little weaker, but you're malgish the taste. Taisus was machadish, the iker, tam, hayayin. Wine is only nilgash, hube'en. And when it gets mixed up, even less than shishim, you do not taste the tam of yayin. Ma'abed estaymoy. Aval ishar isurim, by all other isurim, ein atam nishchas, elashu misare. By all other isurim, the tam doesn't change. It's still tam nevela. It's weaker, stronger. Over the brain, doch and mashme, the bechol yayin kein. It's not a din in temet. Oh, wine. Wine only has a tam of yayin. Kozman, there's a certain ratio. The minute is a larger ratio of mayim to yayin. So lemaise, this is not a tam yayin. We're not malgish the tam yayin shaboy. So this is called kiyua. This is a different taste. This is not a taste of yayin. You're not malgish the tam of yayin. Then he says the betaisus v'bevasra mashma the betamid leimeshkechinim betam. The tam of temid is garnished. Aba atais v'vaistois. You would be magish mashgiach betam, but this tam is not a tam yayin. That's how the Chazanish learns pshat in our Taisvis. Now, the Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara asked Akasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that atemed achalei hichmetz is a din mayin. A misha hichmetz is a din peiret. So the Gemara asks, who is the Tan of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, Afal Gav Deloi Hichmetz. So Taisvis, Afal Gav, Rabbi Yehuda, Lahachmer, Ayri, Lishaye, Bemaisa. Bahoche, Lahokel, Hodenikach, Bekesef, Maisa, Ein Poisel, Es HaMikveh. So Taisvis, a very pertinent question.
The Gemara saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds Metamed is Chayev Lahafresh Mimeno Maisres. Metamed is Chayev Lahafresh Maisres. Afil Motzo Kedei Midoso Yechayev Lahafresh Mimeno Maisres. So you see, Tem, Afil the Gemara learned Afil wasn't Hechmitz. But the Gemara asked the Kashe, and the Mishnah says, Kozman is not Hechmitz. It's a din water. You can't, any nikach because of maisa. It has a din water. It passes a mikveh. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Yamafresh maisa. So you see, it has a din peri. If it has a din peri, it should be nikach because of maisa. It shouldn't pass a mikveh. Like Toysvis, and Shuldik, Rabbi Yehuda was machma. Maybe Pshat is Rabbi Yehuda said, Luchumre, Temet has a din peri, you have to be mafresh maisres. But our Mishnah is speaking about lekula. Lekula that, to be nikach kesef maisa, to say that it is a teirish yayin, to it's nikach be kesef maisa, to say it is a teirish yayin, it won't pass a lamikva, that's a kula. Who said Rabbi Yehuda's lekula has a din yayin? Maybe only means lechumar has a din yayin. So what's Shem the Gemara's kasha? That's Taisha's kasha. Ba'afal gavet Rabbi Yehuda lahachmerai l'ischai b'mais. Ba'ocha lahokalu denikach b'kesef mais b'im pois l'asam mikveh kasova hashas t'loishna. The Gemara, no, that's not Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said he's mechayiv to be mafresh maisres means the Gemara, it's really yayin. It's not the lechumre, it's yayin. The Gemara understood the Rabbi Yehuda means it's yayin, period. That's why it's chayiv b'mais, so it's yayin. Yayin beila chumra beila kula. Azay daf mezogim, or else the Gemara bishver. Vikasha lepeirish Rashbam. So Taisi says, I bezay vikasha and the Rashbam and Boba Basta. The bemoicher peirish gabi plukte da acherim verabon. We mentioned already this machloikis is a machloikis between acherim and the rabbonon. By temed, do you make a shahakel or a beir priyagof? The Rabbonon say you make a shakel, and the Chayrim say you make a priyagov. That's a machlokes. Now, the Gemara says as follows. The Komar Ashas. The Beromo Tilse, Beosa Tilse. If he put in 3 meters of Mayim, and it came out 3 meters of Mayim, Loipligi. Everyone holds you make a shakel. That's not Yayim, that's water. Ella Baroma Tilse Vaosa Tilse Palge. It's speaking about that he put in 3 meters of Mayim, came out 3.5 meters. So then the Rabbonin hold it still is a din Mayim, and the Acherim hold it is a din Yayim Ekabir Priyago. Uporech Lei, so the Gemara asks, how could you say that Rama Tilsa Baasa Tilsa U Palge. There's a machloikis if you make a bar priyagofen. Mahode pligi. This machloikis a metamid venosamayim vimida moitze kedei midose potom rabbi yudha machayit. That's afke moitze kedei midose. But loy moitze kedei midose afilu da chachomim ho dat yechayiv b'maisam. So in here it says that Rama Tilsa Veosa Tilsa Palge Afil according to Chom Yechayev B'maisa. What is the svara of the Rabbon and the whole Yemeka Shakl? That's the Gemara's Kash. Umishani. So the Gemara answers B'yeser Nami Pligi. No. The Chachomim that say that Rama Tilsa Baosa Tilsa that what the Chachomim say, Rabbi says Kedei Midosa Yechai. They said Kedei Midosa Yepota. Lav Davki Kedei Midosa Yepota. Afilu Tilsa Palge also Pota. Til Rama Tilsa Baosa Arbo. That's what the Gemara says. That the Chachomim hold Yepota till Rama Tilsa Baosa Arbo. So Memele the Rabbonon hold Rama Tilsa Baosa Tilsa Upalge. Itaka make a shahakal. That's what the Gemara says over there. So the Gemara says, if the Chachamim hold by Tilsa, Palge, You also potter, so why does it say Motza Kedei Midosai? Mishani B'yasinami Plidi. Uchdei Midosai Denoket V'diachai Koichai D'Rab Yehuda. V'ashtikashe D'mai Mishani. But according to the Rabbonon, Afilu, Roma, Tilsa Palge, it's also Palge. Hashte Kashi, the Mai Mishani, what the Gemara Teretz, Tikshe Amayle Muki Name Pluktayu, the Rabbonon Vacherem, Birdei Merdosai. Ki Eichi de Pligi, Rab Yude ve Rabbonon. That means, you're telling me that Rab Yehuda holds, Birdei Midosai is Chayv. The Rabbonon holds, Birdei Midosai is not Chayv. So maybe that's the machloikis of the Rabbonon and Acherem. V'tiret Shom Rashbam, the Rab Yehuda, the Mechayv, Birdei Midosai, and the Chumre. That's the Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Yevshaloi Mekain Kedemash Mahochim. You can't say that Rab Yehuda is Lechumre because Agamore said according to Rab Yehuda, Shbinikach bekesef maisa, it shouldn't pass a la mikveh, but tzorich leforeish. So why didn't the Gemara say that's good for the machloikis? That Acherem hold like Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon hold like the Rabbon over here. Tzorich leforeish, the Gemara feel like a Rabbon and the potri bechdei michdosei. The Gemara, no one holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, so this machloikis, the Rabbonon Acherem is alibi the Rabbonon. Amukhi Acherem, Rabbonin, Kerabbonin, Rab Yehudim. Inami, Mashmelei, Rab Yehudim, Mechayev, Midereise, Baroma, Tilsa, Baosa, Tilsa, Upalge, Bekach Machmer, Miderabbonin, Bechdei, Midosoi, Umasnissim, Baroma, Tilsa, Baosa, Tilsa, Upalge. Our Mishnah is speaking about Roma, Tilsa, Baosa, Tilsa, Upalge, and then, Minatoire, Reza Dinyayim, and Rabbi Yehuda was machma by Roma Tilsa Bosa Tilsa Midarabonon, since Roma Tilsa Bosa Tilsa Palge is Adirais. And then we could say like the Rashbam, that Rabbi Yehuda was machma. But our Mishnah is speaking about Roma Tilsa Bosa Tilsa Palge, there it's Minatoire. Bishehechmitz Machloikis. So what did Rav Nachman say? The whole Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon is Bishehechmitz. Rabbi Yehuda only said that Roma Tilsa Bosa Tilsa Bishehechmitz. So Tosfos says, Lav Davke Bishehechmitz, you don't need Hechmitz. Elokiven Shesoifoi Lahachmitz, we had later another member of Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barabuwe, something that it's Soifoi Lahachmitz, Kediyoma Bisomoch, Uche vadai, that's the gist of the Yisabroch. Uche vadai yayin choshev Rab Yehuda. If lemaise, it will become echmetz later, so here's now a din of yayin. Midenikach bekesef maise. Vafile yesh begim melugim mayim, bo vadai yayin, eini poisel es hamikve. Vechi heichi, den nachshevinen hamayim kepri, liyes nikochim bekesef maise. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, according to Rav Nachman's Teretz, Rav Yehuda is speaking about Hechmitz, and Tosfos says, Hechmitz you have to take with a grain of salt. Hechmitz does not mean Bepoyel Hechmitz. Hechmitz means if later it's going to be Hechmitz, so now it has a Teiras Yayin, Legabi nikach bekesef maisa. Now there's a teiras yayin legabi psul mikveh. So where did Tosfos see this? Because the Gemara says later that it's nikach bekesef maisa. So you see that even though it's not hechmetz, it was hechmetz later, but you can buy it now bekesef maisa. So you see now it has a din of peirah. Ve'ein loima. Now Tosfos wants to say maybe I'm wrong. Hodenikochin, that's what it says later. You can purchase it bekesef maisa mishum dahave kekankan shenikach agav hayayin. Now, that's the Tosfos is asking a very interesting kasha.
We learned, Rashi learns like that, and Tosfos learns like that. We had a memory of Rav Nachman Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Ravua. If a person purchased Temet, and it was Loi Hechmetz, and 2 weeks later, we see that it was Hechmetz, so it's Igoli Milsalam Afreya, that it, when it was Loi Hechmetz, it had a Teres Peiri already, and it's Peiri, and it's, that's why it was Nikach Bekesef Maisa, was the, it, then, since it had already the Koyach LaHechmetz, then it had a Teres Peiri. So my mail is what Tosfos has to say, because of this Gemara, that what the Gemara says, B'shehechmetz, please, it doesn't mean that now it's Hechmetz, it will eventually be Hechmetz, it's also a Peiri. It's Yayin now, and it's a one passel a mikveh. So Shikul Deichik B'shehechmetz, that means, it will be Hechmetz later, but Tosfos means a Reif of the Gemara later. There's a Moira Dik Aloch in Hilchus Kesef Maisa Sheini, and I think Tosfos says, I'm sorry, Muyim Dik Akasha. The Aloch is, with Kesef Maisa Sheini, you only permitted to purchase in your name, that the Kedusha is Neschalul on that gets a Kedusha. Let's say a person has $100 worth of Kesef Maisa Sheini, and he buys a barrel of wine, which the selling price is $100. Now, between you and me, really, the wine is not worth $100. The wine is worth $75. So why does the Moiches sell it to him for $100? Because the barrel also costs money. The barrel doesn't grow on trees. I mean, Mela, when he sells them a barrel of wine, he takes into consideration the barrel and the wine, he sells them $100. Fine. The cheshbon of the moicha, I understand perfectly. Zichis is charge him $100. But lemaisa, there's a problem over here. We have a kedushas maisa, he has kesef maisa sheni, he's giving him $100. Good. The $75 was neschalul on the wine. So now the moicha can take the $75 and it's chulin and fine. The wine, he has kedushas maisa. But we have a barrel that's worth $25. Now what happens with this $25? Is it still kaddish by the moicha? What happens to this $25? So the halacha is now, the $25 also became chulin. It also became chulin. What pshat? Because since the wine needs the barrel, so it's considered that I purchased, you can't buy wine without a barrel, so it's considered I purchased wine for $100. And the whole $100 goes out lechulam. So Mordek Echidish, kankanim agav yayim, you could buy kankanim agav yayim, and it's nischalul because of the kankan, and the kankanim also. Even though the kankanim is not maisushay, the kankanim you can't buy them, but forget it, gets a dinner maisushay, because the maisushayni needs it. So that's the med, Tosfos asked a Mordek Echashe. That, what, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Barbua said, if I give money for Temet, and the next week it becomes Hechmetz, so he says there's no problem, Nikach Mekach, not the way we were learning, the way Rashi learned, and the way Tosfos learned, because something that has a potential to become Yayin now has a Din Yayin. Nah, there's no such thing. Now it's not Yayin. Become Yayin in a week. Why is the money Nischalo? Because this temed is like a kankan that means there's going to be wine from this temed in the week. Now it's water. But this water has a content of a potential wine. So memele in chilul maisa, just like I give money for a barrel and the money goes out lechulin because that's considered I'm giving money for Yayin because, so it's called the Yayin Ha'asid Lavoi is Kolul in this Mayim. It could be it's Takim Mayim. Now it's Takim Mayim. But in Nikach Maiser it becomes Nischal, like it comes Nischal over a barrel. Adrazoi, but we'll talk about a Shaila, will it pass a La Mikveh now? It sure will. Now it's Mayim. But there's only a kula. Is it mechuyev a maisel now? No, it's not mechuyev a maisel. Now it's Mayim. Taisvis compared the Gemara later, since it's Nikach, because of Meisel, Lemafreya, so we see, now it is a Teiris Yayin. So Taisvis now he had problems, so now it is that there's a Dabdav Kehechmet, a Philokoidim Shechmet, so we have later, there's a Chivafoshes Meisel, it won't pass a Lamitva. Frek Taisvis, who says that that's Pshat in Rabba Baravua? Ve'ein lo'in mahod nikrin mishum davik ke'kan-kan she'niknis agav ha'yayin. And I think Taisvis means so this watery mixture now is like a kan-kan. That this is a kan-kan for the yayin which will come about next week when it'll be hechmetz lo'idomi. Tal yedei ha-kan-kan mishum ha'yayin. אבל במים שבתמד אין ניקן אלא משום דחושב כיין, ושיש בו טעם כמו יין מוזל. So I think Taisvis is saying that this whole concept of kankan שניקר אגב יין is only if you have יין now. So the kankan that is mishama the יין also is a din יין. But if it wouldn't have a din yayin now, you're speaking about the yayin of next week. And now it is a kankan agav yayin. There's no such concept if now there's no yayin. Afilu leman de tonen, chosa kultiv bereishe b'mishnim. Afilu leman de yomah that says, that if you heard mayim chosa kultiv, and you added a kultiv yayin, and it fell into the mikveh doesn't passel because it was mayim chasa kultiv, the maisi b'som, choshloi shalugim shalmayim poslilei, loidomi, the hosom leke taim edachamra, there is no taim of wine, it just looks like wine, so the tanakama holds it will only one passel if you don't have shloi shalugim. Kiven the leke taima, avaloha di ke taimra chamra mizge ikri, והיכי דלוי החמץ חושב לי כבדי מים מדפוי סומס המקווה לסופיק מים שובים למקווה קושר ומאסניסן רב יהודי. Now the Gemara said our mission is going according to רב יהודי והוד לוי מוקי פלוקטאי בשלוי החמץ ומאסניסן כרבונון שמדף רב יהודי יפויתה בלוי החמץ. That's what Rashi said also. Rabbi Yehuda would never say it's chai b'maisres v'zloi hechmet. Dilme yishov kei havi machmet. Now the Gemara asked Akasha, it says in our Mishnah that if it's loi hechmet, it passes a mikveh. If it's loi hechmet, it's loi nikach because of maisa. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Nachman, Rabba Bar Avuha, afilu it's loi hechmet, maybe later it's going to be hechmet. So now also it has a Teiris Yayin. So Rashi, in order to understand the Gemara's Kashe, Rashi had a tremendous problem. Rashi is maybe later it'll become Chometz, but maybe it won't become Chometz. So you have to be Machma. It's ain't a nikich bekes of Maisa. It passes the mikveh. Because maybe it wouldn't become Chometz. So in order for Rashi to understand the Gemara's Kashe, Rashi was machadish that the Makshin held that is a Roy, that Roy Pomim it's Machmet, so I should assume that it would be Machmet. Taisvis did not hold of this Roy, this is Rashi's a Roy, so Taisvis had a big problem, so what's the Gemara's Kashe? Maybe it'll be Machmet, maybe, but maybe it won't be Machmet. So Mamela, so since maybe it won't be Machmet, so it's a sofek hashokel, so therefore it's ain't a nikich because of maif and the pasul, the mikveh. And for Taisvis, lava ain't nikrim because of maise porich. The Gemara doesn't ask why is not nikich because of maise. The bedinu, the ain't nikrim misofek. Ela poiseles a mikveh porich. The Gemara is asking akashe, and that what it says, poiseles a mikveh. The misafik ain liv soil. That's the Gemara's kasha. But if you'll, I understand it's a sofik. Maybe it will be hechmet, maybe it won't be hechmet. But why does it poisel us a mikveh? The misafik ain liv soil. In the sanya b'tesefte. Mikveh sheinicho yireikon. Ubo umotzei mole kosher. בבני שהוא סופיק מים שובים למקווה, וכן מוכר בכמה משנה, so Tosfos says that the Gemara's kasha was only from mikveh. Now what? Ein ochenami, Tosfos holds that there's no roif, and pshat is that kolzman it's loy hechmitz, so it's a sofik. Maybe it will be machmitz, maybe it won't be machmitz. So the whole Gemara's kasha was, but why does it pass a la mikveh? Sofik mayim shuvim does not pass a la mikveh. I had a shtikal ha'ora on Tosfos, and perhaps this was why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. Then I saw later the Yisrael Brocha brings down this ha'ora. Sofik mayim shuvim does not pass a la mikveh. What's the case? Tosfos brought a case like this. I had a mikveh that was chosa. All of a sudden I come and I see Memso. I have a shayla. How did it become Memso? Mayim shuvim, not Mayim shuvim. I don't know. No problem. Sofik Mayim shuvim is kosher. I don't know. Sofik Mayim shuvim is kosher. And perhaps the long this is because could be mina teire Mayim shuvim is also kosher to make for the whole thing. It's at the Rabbana. Sofik Rabbana long. Fine. Gewaltig. But let us talk about the case of our Mishnah. A person had Mayim Shuvim, and he had Mayim Shuvim, and he put this into Shmorim. Fine. Now, he took out this Mayim Shuvim. This was before Mayim Shuvim, that's for sure. It was Mayim Shuvim. He took out these, and now he put it in Shmorim, and he took it out, and Abba Asheru Shom, Hamesh Yashayla, is this water, or is this Yayin? I'm going to find that next week. But now I want to know, what din does it have now? Does it have a din mayim shuvim, or does it have a din of yayim? So, here you have a chazoke. That means, before you made the temet, was ich a mayim shuvim. Now I'm clearing a shayle, did this temet change the status of the water, and it became ois mayim shuvim, now it's Yayin, or is it still Mayim Shuvim? The Shach Paskins La Loche, a Sofik Darabona with a Cheskes Issa Yemachma. You don't say Sofik Darabona Lekula. So Memele could be, that's why Rashi had to say this Aroi. Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. Tosfos says the whole Kash was only for Mayim Shuvim, and if it's a Sofik, so as Mayim Shuvim, it should be Mutter. Because Sofik Mayim Shuvim is Mutter. Could be Rashi held Sofik Mayim Shuvim is only Mutter if you don't have a Chazoke Kenegdai. But here you have a Chazoke before it was Mayim Shuvim. And here I'm having a Sofik if it became Ois Mayim Shuvim. Could be over here you don't say Sofik Mayim Shuvim.